Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
I tell you, we have, a lot to talk about. This has been a busy week in terms of economics and so on in the stock market. How's it look?
Well, yeah, it's been a real interesting week. I call this a psychotic market. We're way up 1 month, and we're way down another month. And, August was a terrible month for the markets, down about 5%, and now we're right back up to where we were. And it's been an interesting morning, all morning. We've got some interesting earnings reports. FedEx, which I consider a bellwether in the economy, because, if we're shipping goods, that's a good sign for the economy. They reported earnings, and their earnings came out, and they doubled their earnings from last year, and their revenues were up 18%. Though their earnings did miss the Wall Street forecast, so their stock's down a little bit in pre-market. It's down about $2 a share from 85 to about 83, so nothing major, but it's not a bad sign. But FedEx wasn't real upbeat. They weren't terrible. They said the economy is recovering, but it's uneven, and it's very, very slow recovery. But that wasn't a bad report. But then also we looked at home sales this morning and foreclosures. Foreclosures are up 25% from a year ago. So that is not good. But the number of homes entering foreclosure has really started to decline quite a bit. So that it's starting to look better, but you are going to see a whole lot of foreclosure homes on the market over the next year. The thing is banks are holding on to those homes, and they're not throwing all the foreclosed homes on the market because they'll flood the market and drive the prices down. So they don't want to put them all out there at the same time. But here in Arkansas, it's not as bad. You're mainly talking about areas like Florida, Arizona, and California. So not too bad there. But we're also seeing things like gold. Gold hit a high yesterday around $1,270 an ounce. I mean, it's flying through the roof. And that has a lot to do with this fear, one, and then two, inflation. A lot of people expect there to be a whole lot of inflation due to this big stimulus package that's out there. So they're buying gold for a couple of different reasons there. Now, one thing we did get this morning was first-time jobless claims. People who, for the first time, have filed for unemployment claims. And that number came in at 450,000, which was pretty much in line with Wall Street's expectations. They expected 460,000. So we probably won't see a lot of movement from there on the markets. But it still shows, unemployment is still stubbornly high. And that's one of the biggest obstacles in this economy to really get it moving. And we also did get producer price index. Producer price index is what the producers pay, if they see any inflation or not. And they saw a little inflation, 0.4%, which was in line with Wall Street expectations. So we really don't have much inflation out there. That's not an issue. Our biggest issue is homes. Building homes creates a lot of jobs, and we do not have that going yet. We have so much inventory out there, so much foreclosures. So we got to get that out of the way, and we got to get jobs moving is the biggest things. And one thing we do have is a lot of unknown out there. As everybody knows, the tax bill. We have no idea what our taxes are going to be like next year because Congress and the Senate and Obama, everybody's fighting over what they want in that tax bill. But I did find something interesting. Our former Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan, who still thinks he's big and famous, was out there speaking the other day and said that he thinks they ought to just cancel all the Bush tax cuts and raise everybody's taxes, which was the first time ever. He has always been against raising taxes. And this is the first time he's ever came out and said, well, let's just go ahead and raise them. And that's because this trade deficit is going to be terrible for this economy if we continue on this path. So we'll see what happens. The Senate does vote today on the tax cuts, and we'll see where they go with that.